Y'all, I've got a lot of scripture this morning, and we're going to be talking about help, and we're continuing with this June series, For the Holy Ghost Equips, Leads, and Prepares Us for Life. Aren't y'all glad about that this morning? And the scripture, and I'm going to read all the scripture so you guys can read along with me. I'm beginning with John 14. John 14, verse 26, where Jesus says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring things to your remembrance. All things that I said to you." Somebody said, "All things that I said to you." John 16, 7 through 13 says, "I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world." Somebody say the world. "He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." Verse 9 says, "Because they do not believe in me." Verse 13 says, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth." Somebody say all truth. "For he will not speak in his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." I've got a little bit more, y'all. I'm going over in one of my other favorite books. We're going to Romans 8, and we're doing 28 through 38. Read along with me, Romans 8. "Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what we should pray for, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to his perfect purpose." Verse 33 says, "And who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us." And I'm going to continue with 35 through 39. With the question we have to remind ourselves to ask: who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Somebody say, "We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Yes, Lord. And I have one more. Somebody say help. As the Holy Spirit, or as the Holy Ghost equips and leads us and prepares us for life, Psalm 121 tells us, "I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from which cometh my," somebody say help. "My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our shade at our right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you, us, from all evil. He shall preserve our souls. The Lord shall preserve our going out and our coming in from this time and even forevermore. Somebody say, and even forevermore. Y'all, our topic for this Men's Health and Mental Health Month is, who told you that? Part two. Somebody say, who told you that? Boy, we have a lot we get to hear from, don't we? But we have to keep remembering to ask ourselves in these days and times, who told you that? Somebody say, who told you that? And as Brother Alpheus says, life is going to bring us some challenges. We're going to have some decisions that we're going to have to make, some unexpected turns. But God has given us the Holy Spirit. Somebody say the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit to equip and to guide and to prepare us for every season. Y'all, not some season, but somebody say every season. And it does not matter whether we are new in this faith, whether we are seeking direction, or we are going deeper and deeper and deeper in Christ. But the help God provides for us is through His Holy Spirit. Somebody say, thank God for the help. Somebody say, all of my help comes from the Lord. So on behalf of this Men's Mental Health Month, just want to reemphasize that June is recognized as Men's Mental Health Month. And this time is dedicated to raising awareness about not just men's mental physical health, but their mental health and well-being. And I think it is time for us to encourage and to support men, not only about their physical health, because y'all know a man will ride it till the brakes fall off and everything before they go to a doctor, admit that there's something wrong with them or anything is going on. And I cannot say, but I am here to encourage somebody, it is also time that we consider mental health as well. We cannot get away from it. Because why? Men have so many pressures. I never really thought about it until I really started thinking about it, and specifically for this month. Men do have a lot of pressures. They got to be strong, act strong. They have to act like they got it all together. They have to act like they have all the answers. And sometimes, because they have to be he-man, they're not always willing to go and talk to and get the help that they really need when they need it. So it's time for us to reduce the stigma around not only mental health of men, but their physical health as well, because they deserve it. We all deserve it. Amen. If you agree with it, say yes, because you know why? Men's mental health matters too. Now, I know we're more familiar with women. Women are more likely to go to doctors, go to therapists, and things like that. But men's health and mental health matters too. Because guess what, y'all? We need each other. Somebody say, we need each other. And if we are going to live the high-quality life that God has promised us, we have to address all aspects of our being. So when we think about what the Holy Spirit is trying to equip us for, not trying, but the Holy Spirit is available to equip and to lead us and prepare us in life for, we have to ask the question, really, who told you that? Say it again, who told you that? Who told you that men are weak if they cry? Who told us that if a man is kind and gentle and compassionate, he's weak? Somebody said, who told us that? Back hurting, teeth hurting, just hurting on the inside from only God knows what they are carrying. Don't talk about whether or not they've been bullied and mistreated and rejected, but they have to act like, hey, it's all good. And it's time for us to recognize everybody. Sometimes, y'all, it is not all good. Sometimes, somebody say, sometimes it's not all good. But for whatever reason, brothers, I'm here to stand with you and say, who told you that? Because it's time for us to open our arms wide to each other and help one another, especially our men, realize that they are important too. So when we think of our who's of spiritual healing and mental healing, the questions we're going to talk about today, following up, whose word are we agreeing with? Whose report are we accepting? And whose truth are we allowing to inform us? Somebody said, who told you that? And we're working with a puzzle again, and we're going to bring it all together. So Jesus says in John 14, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, please teach me all things. And he says, Jesus says, and he will bring to your remembrance all the things that I said to you. Repeat after me, all the things that Jesus said to you. Because, y'all, when we're going in and out and round and about, we want to remember what Jesus has said to us. Amen. Amen. Who told you that? So whose word are we agreeing with? Y'all, who are we listening to? We've got news, we've got social medias, we've got platforms, we have people in our families, people we trust. Who are we listening to? And sometimes when we're in a place where we're having to make really, really intense decisions, sometimes we have to say, is that you, Jesus? Somebody say it. Is that you, Jesus? I know sometimes when I'm trying to figure things out and I have logic and I have to, whoa, pause, pump your brakes. Is that you, Jesus? Because sometimes we have to be sure. You know, we're told try the Spirit by the Spirit. Somebody say, is that you, Jesus? And then we have to ask ourselves, what has Jesus told you? Because guess what, y'all? Jesus may tell you something, Brother Jerry, you, Brother Lawrence, Brandon, Alicia, Sister Loretta, Sister Essie, Deneen, everybody who's listening. Listen, what has Jesus told you? Because guess what? What Jesus told you may not be what he told me. That's why his words say, his sheep know my voice, and they will not follow another. So what Jesus may tell me to do, he may not be telling you what to do. So we have to also ask, what spirit are we listening to? John 16, 13 says, when he, the Spirit of truth, somebody say Spirit of truth. When the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide us into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority. That means he's not saying anything randomly. When the Holy Spirit is speaking, he has the authority because they are three in the one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So he has authority. But whatever the Holy Spirit hears, he will speak and he will tell you of things to come. I like what brother was saying this morning. We have to have a vision. See, the vision that God gives you, me, and someone else, we got to know what God has given us. And we have to have that spirit to believe, come on, that what Jesus has told us, we're going to stick with it, aren't we? He will tell you of things to come. Just because it doesn't look like it right now doesn't mean it's not coming, okay? So we're going to say again, who told you that? And whose word are we agreeing with, y'all? We've got to be aware of whose word we are agreeing with. And it says, John 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And as we are reminded, there are going to be some challenges. There are going to be some decisions that we have to make, some unexpected turns. But what we must remember, God really has given us the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, I'm equipped, I'm guided, and I am prepared. And guess what we stand on, y'all? Somebody say, and we stand on God's word. Somebody say, whose word you standing on? Y'all know how I hear stuff in my head, but whose word are we standing on? I just heard in my head, word up. Whose word are you up with today? Whose word are you standing on? But not only that, whose truth are we allowing to inform us? Now, y'all, this has been on my mind for a while now. And I'm like, I'm finally getting to address it. Because, you know, it kind of goes with what we were talking about the other week ago when we were talking about Naomi and Ruth and what Naomi said and what really happened and things like that. Today, on behalf of the men, I'm going to David. Because y'all know David was an amazing person, amazing writer, amazing queen. He's a king. He was a man after God's own heart. And there are times and places that we want to think about closely what folks are saying. So David says, as it relates to Psalms 51, and his transgressions are transgressions. David says, for I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is always before me. And I am convinced that one of the key components to mental health is what we are telling ourselves. Somebody say, what are you telling yourselves? David said, my sin is ever before me. And everybody, as we said once before, everything and everybody has come up out of the dirt. Guess what it means? That means we all have something on us. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we want to be aware of what we're keeping before us. David said, my sin is ever before me. And I'm saying that so that we can have more compassion and more understanding of where God stands with us. And to say, beware. Somebody say, be aware of guilt and shame from our past. If you want to get sick, hold on to something that we need to let go of. Ulcers, high blood pressure, stress, anxiety tends to come from guilt and shame. And it literally can make us physically sick as well as mentally sick. For Romans 8:26 says, "For the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses." Somebody say weaknesses. If we are keeping those things which we have done wrong somewhere in the past and just keep popping up, we want to be aware of what keeps popping up. Somebody say, be careful of what's popping up. It says the Spirit helps us in our weakness, in our weak heart, in our weak mind. For we know not what we should pray about, but the Spirit himself makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Y'all, sometimes we just may have to groan because we have done things that just keep popping up. But I'm here on behalf of the Holy Spirit, our Father, Elder Brother, and the Holy Spirit, to say the Spirit is helping us in our weakness. Somebody say, help me, Holy Spirit. That's why we have to remember whose truth. Somebody say, whose truth are we allowing to inform us? Because guess what? In Psalms 103, Brother David also wrote, as far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our transgressions from us. So, y'all, we have to remind ourselves, oh, this may have come up, but hold up, hold up, hold up. That's not God bringing it. Is this God bringing this up to me? Or is it my own guilt and my shame? Am I wrestling with myself because I have forgotten? Or maybe I never knew that God has removed my transgressions from me. Somebody say, these things we can forget sometimes. Y'all, I forget sometimes. We can forget sometimes, and that's what makes knowing where our help comes from and know which truth is informing us is so important, okay? Because whether we are new, ooh, especially when we're new, I don't know what it is about being new into the faith. We just sometimes feel like we got to get it right every single time and we're never going to mess up. It's almost like, y'all tell me if y'all have experienced this. It's almost like now that we are believers and now that we've made commitments to our commitment to God, it's like, well, you know, you're a Christian. You can't mess up no more. Pastor, I know you did not think that. I know you didn't say that. Listen, y'all, I'm here to tell you today that whether we are new in the faith, whether we are seeking direction, whether we are growing deeper in Christ, how are we going to grow deeper in Christ without learning and getting better and better? Some days we're going to knock it out the park, and other days we just going to slam it and strike all the way out. And that's why it's important that we know the help that God provides us, it is through the Holy Spirit. Somebody say it's through the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we don't understand. Somebody say, sometimes I don't understand. That's why we got to be aware of what the Word says to us, as it does in Romans 8. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Somebody say, who is bringing a charge against you? Could it be yourself? Could it be that part of ourself that we just can't quite believe that God will release us from? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect when it is God who justifies? Who is he? Somebody say, is it me, Jesus? Somebody say, is it me, Jesus? Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God. Somebody say, at the right hand of God. Right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Somebody say, who praying for you? Who's praying for us, y'all? Because we're going into the fun part. Because we have to remember what Jesus tells us. I've got another long scripture, but I am going to sum this one. I'm not going to read it. John 8, 7 through 11 says this. And, you know, whoever seen the back of my truck, understand what I'm ready to go to, because it says, those without sin, cast the first stone. See, when it comes down to us being condemned and accused and made to, because sometimes people try to make us feel guilty, and sometimes people try to shame us. So it is important that we remember whose voices we're listening to. So Jesus tells the people who, he tells the woman, they caught her in the very act of adultery. Boy, they had their big rocks ready to throw them at her. And Jesus says, those without sin, y'all cast the first stone. I always wonder why it was the first stone. Look, y'all, somebody has to cast the first stone. Can you throw that first stone? Because, see, if nobody ever throws a stone, then nobody else can follow in behind it and throw the other stones. You understand what I'm saying? So Jesus stooped down on the ground, wrote down everything. And, of course, since nobody could throw a rock, Jesus looked at the woman. And here I'm going to read it. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing in the midst. Then Jesus raised himself up, saw no one but the woman. And he said to her, woman, where are your accusers? Where are those accusers of yours? Somebody repeat after me. Has no one condemned you? Mm-hmm. And she said, no, Lord. And what did Jesus say? Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Somebody say, who's condemning you? Who is condemning us? Because, see, if we go back to the Romans verse, it says, who is he who condemns? Somebody say, it's not Jesus. It's not Jesus. He tells us, I'm not condemning you. And we have to be aware, y'all, because this is where not only our spiritual health and our mental health, our physical health are important, but we have to remember, somebody say, who is condemning you? And who is on the right hand of God interceding on our behalf? And what next? That's why we have to be aware of the word that God gives us. It could be ourselves. It could be our families. It could be our jobs. It could be anything. Situations, circumstances, disappoint us, disappointments. But Paul writes again in Romans 8, who? And I'm going to include what. But who and what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Come on, y'all. Shall tribulations, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, perils, swords? we're told, no matter what, y'all, in all these things, somebody say in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Are you a conqueror? Remember, now I'm a survivor. No, I am a conqueror. Are you a conqueror? Somebody, come on, are you a conqueror? Because we are told we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded. Are y'all persuaded? Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything, any other thing created shall be able to separate us from the love of God who is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can we say amen to that? Say, who can separate us? What can separate us? And so we're going to bring all these pieces of the puzzle together. And if we are going to be able to answer those questions, the main one, who told you that? Somebody said, who told you that? We got to wonder whose truth we are allowing to inform us. Whose word, y'all, are we agreeing with? Most of all, who told you that? Who are you listening to? Somebody say it one more time. Is it you, Jesus? God, is that you talking to me? Because at the end of the day, we have to know where to start, don't we? Psalm 121. David still hooked us up now. He still hooked us up. And he said this. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From which cometh my help. Y'all remember that? My help. All of my help, my help, my help comes from the Lord. Y'all remember that? All of my help, my help, my help comes from the Lord. And if the Lord needs somebody, here am I. Oh, Lord, send me. Where does your help come from, y'all? I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow, he will not suffer our foot to be moved. He who keeps us neither slumbers nor sleep. Y'all, I'll nod off. Brandon, will you nod off? We might nod off, but Jesus don't nod off. He neither slumbers nor sleep. No cat nap. He says, behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor nod off. For the Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our shade on our right hand. And the sun will not strike you nor by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve us from all evil. Somebody say all evil. All evil. Evil that I may call upon myself. I may not even be realizing it. He shall preserve our soul, for the Lord has preserved our going out and our coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. So somebody say, my help. Come on, somebody say, my help cometh from the Lord. And in closing, I just want to encourage our brothers, as well as sisters, y'all, please go, boldly go to therapy. Go to the doctor. Get whatever assistance, help you need. Because it's time out for us not going where we need to get what we need on behalf of our Father. No more tough love. Brothers, no more tough love. I know we do, like when they be playing football and stuff and they do good and they run and bam each other. I'm like, ooh. But anyway, no more tough love. I give y'all permission on behalf of the Holy Spirit. Cry sometime. That's why God gave us tear ducts, D-U-C-T-S. Ducts are opening, not tear ducts, because sometimes we might be trying to duck the tears. But let those tear ducts be made useful. Even if you got to laugh till you cry, let those tears flow. Let it flow. Choose therapy and compassion. Hadn't said in a while, y'all, but we are, come on, repeat after me, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. That's why we have to be more attached to the spiritual, so we can be detached from some of these things we've been told. That's why we look to Jesus, Hebrews 12:2, the author and finisher and perfecter of our faith. I love this, y'all. Because he endured the cross. Somebody say he endured the cross. Conquered the shame. Come on, say it after me. Endure the cross, conquer the shame. Repeat after me. Today, I'm conquering the shame. I'm conquering the shame in Jesus' name. Because Jesus is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. You know, I heard that about three times, four times in our scripture today. Because Jesus said, somebody say, Jesus said, the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. Who's teaching us, y'all? And will bring to remembrance all the things, repeat after me again, all things that I said to you. That is a promise. Somebody say, what did Jesus say to you? Who told you that? Stand on your feet, House of Judah. As we remember who told us what, we do have to look to the hills from which cometh our help, y'all. We have to be reminded of the things that Jesus said to us. We can't allow anything, even something from within ourselves and without, to separate us from the love of God. Sometimes we don't feel like conquerors, but we have to remind ourselves we are more than conquerors. Look at somebody say, and put down them rocks. Drop those rocks. Unless you're going to have a little garden, you need to put some rocks around and, you know, fix your yard up and got some rocks. Other than that, there's no reason for us to have rocks in our hands. Because ain't nobody got no business bringing no charge against God's elect. Excuse my English. Let us pray, House of Judah.